These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of September 22nd, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. The bog surrounding Elgin may be the location for a yield of yarn and cork. According to Professor Henry Nichols of the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago, the discovery of the peat bogs may mean the site may be a great location for the manufacture of yarn, paper, insoles, artificial cork, juggler's balls, and fishing floats. That takes the great supply of peat from being considered just a fuel source. Coal and freight rate reductions are to be passed on to gas consumers, according to Congressman Ira Copley. He made the announcement in his role as president of the Western United Gas and Electric. Copley was responding to a call from Aurora Mayor Charles Green's comments on the need for cost savings to be passed from utility companies to consumers. A modern hospital with all the latest medical equipment is planned for the Elgin State Hospital. According to Dr. Ralph Hinton, the superintendent, the building and equipment was valued at $18,000. The hospital will have a capacity of 80 beds and be outfitted with an X-ray machine and other state-of-the-art medical apparatus. Mrs. Arthur Binky donated $2,000 in memory of her husband who died at the state hospital. There were 1,000 gallant and stalwart soldiers mustered into the United States service in Geneva in 1861, the opening of the Civil War. Today, some 49 members of that muster met as members of the Illinois Volunteer Regiment. No longer stalwart and brawny, these men are gray-haired and old-visaged. Many wore their medals and other regalia from past reunions as they gathered at the GAR Memorial Hall in Elgin. Recollections of the Battle of Shiloh and the March to the Sea with Sherman were among the reminiscences heard. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's news of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.